principals made this screening, and one of the issues, the main issue that they discussed was the issue of the deliberate onslaught on the office of the Prime Minister, which onslaught is very curious because it appears one side of government, institutions of state, are having a deliberate policy to attack one side of the government. In fact, to attack one of the GPA principals ahead of an election, which itself has many political bearings. So they agreed that the behavior of the police was denting the image of the country, and it was souring the political environment in the country ahead of the next election, which must be free and fair. To this end, the president is going to meet the Commissioner General of the Police to express the feeling of the principals. The other issue that they discussed was the issue of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. The principals agreed that the commission must be allowed to execute its constitutional mandate without interference. And to this end, we expect that the Anti-Corruption Commission will continue doing its work that it was doing before it was its work was interfered with. Thirdly, they also agreed that JOMIC must execute its mandate as agreed to in the GPA, which is to ensure that all approved reforms are implemented. To this end, the cabinet will tomorrow receive a report from JOMIC, and the principals also agreed that there must be a proper framework of relations between SADC and JOMIC, taking into cognizance that SADC are not strangers to the political situation in Zimbabwe. Being guarantors to the global political agreement, SADC are traitors to the situation in Zimbabwe, and therefore have every right to ensure that they work with JOMIC. So to this end, cabinet will tomorrow receive a report from JOMIC in terms of how far they've gone with their work.
What about the issue of elections? We recently had Minister Chinamasa talking of elections to be held before June 29.
That issue was discussed by the principals. There was consensus that the issue of an election by June 29 is unworkable and impossible. What they then did was that they said Minister Chinamasa was supposed to work on the legal timeframes in terms of making sure that the new constitution becomes law, make sure that all the laws are aligned to the new constitution, but also cognizant of the fact that the date for the next election is not going to be determined by the constitution, but there are other factors that have to do with the implementation of reforms that were agreed to under the GPA. These are your security sector reforms, these are your media reforms, and so forth. So Minister Chinamasa must work with Minister Matinenga to agree on a proper time frame when all these various processes will take place, to which the principals will take into consideration other factors, such as the implementation of agreed reforms. And in totality, all those factors are going to determine the date for the next election. You must be aware that under the GPA, no one party, no one principal has the constitutional right or the constitutional mandate to determine the date for the next election. The next election, according to the GPA, the date for the next election has to be in agreement between the president and the prime minister. And as such, it was hogwash to say Minister Chinamasa claiming to proclaim the date for the next election without consulting the prime minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe.